Podcast Help Desk, Quick Hits, number 6 for October 5th, 2016. And in this episode, I'd like to talk about podcast directories, specifically the Blueberry Podcast Directory, but there's others. You know, everybody gets all, as my boss says, wrapped around the axle about iTunes. And yes, iTunes is the 800-pound gorilla, as you've probably heard me say over and over again. But it's not the only place. There's lots of other places that you should be listed in. Now, take, for instance, a tech show, such as this is, you know, technology-related. There's the Tech Podcast Network. Go over there and apply if you're a tech-related show. If you're a medical-related show, Jamie Davis has the ProMed Network. And you can go apply over there to be on that directory. If you have a directory in your particular niche, definitely get on that directory. You know, be everywhere. But the Blueberry directory, even if you're not a Blueberry customer, if you're on Libsyn, Spreaker, wherever, you know, wherever you have, even SoundCloud. Anyway, SoundCloud. You know, I get a little beclempt there when I have to say that word. But, you know, even if you're there, still, get on the Blueberry directory. Get on the, you know, directory that matches your niche. You know, make sure you're in, you know, Google Play. Make sure you're in Stitcher. Make sure you're in TuneIn Radio. You know, TuneIn Radio is a fairly popular place. And, you know, you show up in the local listings when you get on TuneIn. It's kind of cool. I noticed we've got Podcast Help Desk in TuneIn. And when I bring up local radio here in Traverse City, Michigan, there's Podcast Help Desk and Mike Dell's World and the Traverse City Podcast. You know, so all the podcasts, or not all of them, mine anyway, in the Traverse City area are listed there in TuneIn, because, you know, when I got on TuneIn with my podcast, it asked me where I was from. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. You know, not that there's a ton of people in Traverse City that listen to these things, but, you know, somebody might stumble upon it that way. You just never know. But, you know, not that it's bad to be in iTunes. In fact, it's good to be in iTunes. You better be in iTunes. But it's definitely better to also be in everything else. And if you use PowerPress, of course, you get the subscribe on Android. But even if you're not on PowerPress, you can still go make yourself a subscribe on Android button. That covers the other 80% of the world phone market. You know, believe it or not, Apple is only 20% of the world's phone market, but they're 80% of the podcast market on phones. Well, let's try to move that needle, you know, get the other 80% of phones out there on podcasts, and particularly your podcast. So, you know, go over to subscribe on Android and make yourself a button and put it on your site. And I talked about in episode 89 of Podcast Help Desk why you need a website, so we won't go into that here. But definitely be everywhere and make your podcast subscribable everywhere. You know, have a link to an RSS feed on your website, you know, because that's how you get into the Microsoft directory, and other crawlers out there crawl around and try to find feeds, and you get on those directories. You may not ever see it yourself, but, you know, it's good to be there. The whole idea with a podcast is you want people to listen. You really shouldn't care how they listen, as long as they listen. And, you know, if you're doing any promotion whatsoever, get them to come back to your website. You know, even if your website is just your podcast, at least they have all the options over there to listen. You know, when you're at a party, don't say, well, go find my podcast on iTunes. Or you're at a conference, or you print it on your business cards. No, print your actual podcast episode on your business card. Or episode, your podcast website address on your business card. And don't send people off to these other big places. You know, send them from your website to these big places. That's fine. But you want them to come to your website, and they'll have all the options they need there. I like to keep these to 5 minutes. I'll have more later. And be sure to check out podcasthelpdesk.com for these episodes and my main show, Podcast Help Desk. Catch me later.